Well, I'm very happy to be here with you ladies today during your homeschooling co-op mom's time. And I think you know my daughter Celeste, who attends here with her five kids. She asked me if I'd be willing to just take some moments to share with you homeschooling moms some of my own reflections of homeschooling my four children over the years. I have four children, two boys and two girls. Their names are Celeste, Jeremy, Jessica, and Micah. And just to give you an overview of my journey of teaching them and raising them in our home, and hopefully with the limited time that I have today, what I share with you will be a source of encouragement and motivation for you to stay the course and keep this good work, because it's a big payoff coming for you and lots of benefits and blessings as well. I have some personal resources over here that you can pick up if you'd like after this time that I will make some references to, but there's more details in them than I have time here to share today. So I wanted to be able to have them available for you to hopefully be blessed by as well. And I'm also included my personal faith story track that I wrote a few years ago on my own journey of coming to know the Lord almost 45 years ago this coming June. So I'm really grateful for that. And I was 15 when I accepted Christ, so now you know about how old I am. And also, we're recording this, and hopefully it'll get recorded. If you'd like, you can go to my husband's website called strongdisciple.com and just scroll down the alphabetical list and come to the K's. My name's Kathy with a K, and I've got some messages under my name, and then you can listen to it, because I'm going to be covering a lot today, and so don't feel like you have to scribble and write out a lot of notes. If you want to just take some time later and rehear it again, you're welcome to do that. And then also just some of the notes I'll be referring to are already written down for you that you can read later as well. So I'll just start by saying that I'm truly grateful for the opportunity that God gave me to become a wife 38 years ago to my husband Mark, and then to eventually become a mother of four wonderful children. And my husband, it was 30 years ago that we moved up here, and he's been pastoring that long now. Myself and my children, we moved up here from Iowa, where Mark joined in with Pastor Brent Knox to help co-found this Evergreen Church. And this is the new location. It wasn't here earlier when they co-founded together in another area in Bloomington, but anyway, it's been that many years ago. And it was 18 years ago that my husband founded the Rock Church of Minneapolis. That's where all four of our children have been attending, and where each of them met their spouses, and now all of them currently serve in various ministries at the Rock using their God-given talents. And between them all, we now have 11 wonderful grandchildren. And I'm just so glad to be able to interact and have the unique opportunities to spend with each one of them since they're living here in the Twin Cities. I'm so, so glad for that. As I look back now, nearly 31 years ago, I reflect on just how grateful Mark and I were for the opportunity to homeschool our children, and that the option to do so existed in the 1980s. We chose to embrace this option because we envisioned having the privilege of homeschooling our children to be critical to our parenting, because it would allow the opportunity for us to be completely involved in integrating both their basic educational needs along with their spiritual character needs to help fully prepare them for their future. And we knew it was the best way to have their hearts for us personally, and also to help mold and shape their little hearts. Home educating allowed us to live our lives on mission for Christ, applying God's principles and God's wisdom and commands. As we were loving and training our children, our desire was to view them as our number one disciples. And in my booklet over here is a handout called Loving and Training Our Children. My first main point says, God has given us and our husbands full responsibility to raise them up to become lovers of God and His Word and lovers of people, influencing them for Christ, and to hopefully be successful contributors to our society and to give them the skills and training needed to succeed as a husband, a wife, a parent, and as a productive, useful servant of God. This is what our desire was, and it gave us purpose every single day, just knowing that each day we were preparing our children for life, for upright living. We envision this, and Hebrews 11:1 tells us, faith is the assurance of things you have hoped for, the absolute conviction that they're realities you've never seen. Proverbs 22, verse 6, many of you know this, says, teach a child how to follow the right way. Even when he is old, he will stay the course. We saw this verse as a command for us as parents, and we wanted to do all we could on our part to help see this verse become reality. In one of my handouts, you'll also see that in our mission for the Darling Academy, that's what we call it, we had six main objectives for our children to follow. The first one is fearing God, that is, respecting and obeying His word. Number two, developing winning attitudes towards life's experiences. Number three, developing strong leadership skills. Number four, developing positive people skills. Number five, developing good character, for example, a strong work ethic, kindness to others, honesty, perseverance, etc. And then lastly, number six, personal excellence, spiritually, physically, and academically. Mark and I felt the best way to develop these things in our children was to homeschool them. We felt that a one-on-one tutoring situation in our home was the optimal way to prepare our children for their future and for their success. And we also realized that for some Christian parents, they definitely had the freedom to decide another route for their children, even as they applied these similar things as well. I wanted to take a moment to mention two of the types of character that we worked on with our children. I'll first mention kindness. We really wanted them to learn the importance of showing kind-heartedness through their love and care for others with their words as well as with their attitudes. And that all started in our home. The verse that we taught our children at an early age is Ephesians 4:32. It's a long verse, but they memorized it. It says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. We reminded each of our children this verse often, especially when one of them was tempted to show an unkind attitude towards another sibling. We also encouraged the older children to help in serving with the younger ones and to view this as an opportunity to grow in kindness. In one of my handouts, I have you also as a message about our ministry of kindness as women. And I included this paragraph pertaining to our children. May I also add that reproducing this ministry of kindness to our children, especially in their early years of training in our homes, can be quite productive. I really think that it's great and advantageous to teach them as early as possible about the joy of serving others and displaying deeds of kindness. It really helps them to develop a friendly, outgoing spirit. When our children were younger, they did several things like making pictures for others, special notes, special cards, homemade presents, making special treats to deliver to others, or shoveling our elderly neighbor's snow, etc. And I think for them, just seeing these people's hearts warmed was enough to make our kids want to do it all over again. Another area of character that we emphasized in working with our children was perseverance, helping them to learn to face their fears through their own individual testing and struggles, and with their own imperfections and limitations through various seasons. We saw this as an opportunity in shaping their character and training them to focus on God and His grace to help them and to empower them. One of the verses that we taught them was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't tell you how many times I reminded our little kids of that verse over and over through various instances. And it was God sustaining each of them through small challenges and even great challenges with His mighty strength. We emphasized prayer with them and for them to pray individually and knowing that God cared and that He would answer because He was listening. So we encouraged that on a daily basis. Many, many times we would just pray together as a family, even if we were driving in a car, praying where we're going, but beginning our day in prayer. And then throughout the day, if there was little struggles going on, I would pray for them or encourage them to pray individually. I wanted to switch gears and talk a little bit about, I've got to say this. And then, back to this, just to be able to praise them and affirm them when they overcame something or when they accomplished something that involved their moment to persevere through something and to see God come through for them. And now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about how long of a commitment to homeschooling that Mark and I had when we first started. We originally thought that we would continue doing it as long as we felt it was needed. We always took it 1 year at a time while leaving it open to God's will. Although we were committed to homeschooling, we did not exclude our kids from taking courses outside the home that Mark and I felt may better prepare them for the future. We were open to using any facilities available to us that fit our goals and objectives while still maintaining a home base for our children's educations. And we had all four of our children involved in a karate program, and then two of our teenagers, we also had them take an arts and computer graphics class over at the Mall of America, which they really liked. At the time, we just lived right over here. I think that's, right over there, and we were just two blocks away, so they literally got to just walk to the class and back home. That was nice. It's critical to be able to personalize your homeschooling options available to you, especially from year to year as God leads you. For us, PSEO options, taking full-time college courses their last 2 years of high school, worked great for all four of our kids, and by God's grace, they assimilated just fine when they entered the public school system. And we really were so grateful that it was all paid for, taking their last, 2 years of high school, making it their first 2 years of college, and it was completely paid for. We were so grateful that God opened up that opportunity, and each one of them got to participate in it. As a teacher, I especially appreciated all the legwork done for us from the homeschooling curriculum companies that we used over the years. I went to college for 2 years, but I really, I'm just me, but trusting God that He's going to help me be the teacher that God made me to be for my kids. But I was so thankful for those parent-teacher manuals. They made all the difference in the world to me, and it just really made my part that much easier to do. And I realize that some of you moms have been homeschooling for a few years now. Maybe there's a few of you that are a little more newer to that, but I thought I would still just maybe give you a few tips, maybe just as gentle reminders and just affirmation for what you're already doing. And regarding the parent-teacher manuals, you don't have to follow them to a T. Even public school teachers don't, and I know some personally, and they never have followed them to a T. So you give yourself some grace and flexibility there, and then learn to adjust and change things when necessary. Be diligent to stay on track with your teaching, with especially putting your emphasis on spiritually training your children, helping them to follow through with your commands, just doing your best to be loving but yet firm, kind of like being a velvet hammer. And then when giving those opportunities throughout your day, because you're going to have many of them, and just asking God to give you wisdom for the moment, because that's what counts. We're all different. We all have different life scenarios, and we can't compare ourselves to other moms, how they handle things, because our situation is different. All you have to do is ask God for wisdom for the moment, and He will give it. Time and time again, He'll give it. And then another bit of advice that would be to develop a schedule that works best for you and stick to it, but always be ready to evaluate and change if necessary. I was doing that many, many times through the years. It's very important to maintain some consistency and order while at the same time allowing for flexibility, allowing for changes to occur. There will be plenty of those blessed inconveniences that are going to come your way as well, and you just have to expect that and then make room for it. I would also stress keeping balance between being a parent, a teacher, a wife, and an individual before the Lord. Ask God for guidance in this area. Keeping balance will help conquer burnout. You may find you need to adjust in this area from year to year, especially as your children's needs and abilities change over time. And it's important to keep your children challenged. Stay diligent with their assignments. You may possibly need to make some use of outside activities to keep your children challenged. For example, as they grow older, you may want them to take on a paper route or a sports activity or some other specialized lessons. This can also help your children learn discipline. And then remember that homeschooling is more than just being a teacher. It's all about being a hard-working mom. And I'd like to share an entry from a book entitled A Life Applied by Neva Whitney, a good friend of mine and a wife of a pastor of one of our Great Commission churches. His name is Rick Whitney. And in this entry, she titles it A Hardworking Mom, and she starts out with the verse 2 Corinthians 12:15. And the verse says, I will most gladly spend and be expended for your souls. I love you the more, am I to be loved the less? And then she writes this, I strongly believe that being a mom is an honor and a privilege, but one of the biggest lessons I have learned about being a mom now for many, many years is that it takes a tremendous amount of hard work to successfully parent. It's not easy. It's not for the faint-hearted. It takes standing alone at times. Many times it seems that the only person in the house that understands what needs to be done is the parent. It takes work, hard work, and working smart. It takes learning to be efficient and organized and on top of things. The Apostle Paul's words are a pretty good description of parenthood when he writes, and I will most gladly spend and be expended for your souls. If I love you the more, am I to be loved the less? In this verse, the word spend means to wear out or to use up. Have you ever felt spent or worn out or used up with your family? Let's be honest, we don't always get a lot of gratitude expressed from the ones that we love so much. As a parent, I have gotten a daily dose of what it might mean to lay down my life for another, to serve sacrificially, to die to self. When the sleepless night comes from a new baby that won't settle down, or from a teenager on the roads during an unexpected winter storm. Honor and privilege, you bet. A blessing, amen. A real spiritual training field and a real spiritual battlefield, without a doubt. And then Neva also mentions in one of her previous chapters that it also takes staying in a close relationship with our Lord and Savior. Walking with Him, communicating with Him, getting daily doses of encouragement and strength and direction from His Word to help cheer and motivate our souls for the journey. And just the importance of focusing on our own spiritual growth. And I like this devotional quote from Streams in the Desert. It says, spending time alone with God each morning, reading my Bible, meditating over it, and praying to God will be to me like a blessed fountain from which I can draw strength and sweetness that prepares me to complete my tasks for the day. It also enables me to maintain a genuine calmness of heart and cheerfulness in spite of the normal trying worries that often so accompany life. So ladies, may we just each have that, keep that thirsting for God and longing to know Him at a deeper level. And here are a few verses that really helped me through my homeschooling and still do now. 1 Peter 5:7, let Him have all your worries and cares, for He's always thinking of you and watching over everything that concerns you. Psalm 16, verse 8, He is ever present with me at all times. He goes before me. Isaiah 40, verse 29, He gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no might, He increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. 2 Corinthians 9:8. For God is able to pour out on you richly every possible grace, every favor and earthly blessing, furnishing you in abundance for every good work. Galatians 6:9. May we never tire of doing what is good and right before our Lord, because in his season we shall bring in a great harvest if we can just persist. Psalm 31:14. I am trusting you, O Lord, saying, you alone are my God. My times are in your hands. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. And then finally, Philippians 4:13. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I've had and I continue to have a number of health issues and limitations and just my own human flaws and frailties through the years. And trusting in God and leaning on his promises for strength and guidance has been my mainstay and the source of my joy and my contentment, giving me the determination to remain steady to my course and my journey for the Lord. And I was recently blessed by a devotional entry that reads, no matter how inadequate you feel, you can always look to me for help. Just simply acknowledge your insufficiency when you awaken. This frees you to rely on my boundless sufficiency. If you stay in touch with me, I will place enough power at your disposal to meet your needs as they arise. Keep turning toward your ever-present helper, and your strength will be equal to the demands of your day. I wanted to encourage you moms that you are doing a noble and God-honoring task in teaching your children at home and raising them up in the Lord. It takes a lot of love and time and sacrifice and devotion to fully embrace this role, but eventually it reaps many, many blessings, and you will enjoy the fruits of your efforts. Just stay the course for the long haul, doing your best not to get sidetracked, and just ask the Lord to reveal what ways this may happen from time to time. There will be plenty of days with your homeschooling that you will be discouraged or you will get frustrated. But again, remember, all your efforts will be worth it. If I could also encourage you to work hard and to do it cheerfully as a pleasant teacher. I prayed about that almost every day. God asked, help me to be a pleasant teacher today with a peaceful and calm heart, and let it be your joy to serve, because your kids notice that. Believe me, being on the other side of the spectrum now, I tell you that these are really only brief moments in your life to teach and impact and influence your children's lives, helping them to listen and to be responsive to your training, so that hopefully one day they would want to grow up to have a family just like yours, with similar values and purposes and a similar way of living. My husband and my motto is making our lives attractive for Christ, so that our children would see us and really want to emulate us and embrace the same sort of biblical values for their own lives as well. My husband and I worked hard at staying united on homeschooling, as well as our biblical convictions, and especially in the big areas, not so much the gray areas, because we have a lot of those, and you can have your differences as well. A recent verse has really come to be a marriage life verse for me, and it's in Ephesians 4, verse 1, and this is, I think it's maybe in the New Voice version, but it says, be humble, be gentle, be patient. Tolerate one another in an atmosphere thick with love. Try always to be led along together by the Holy Spirit, and so be at peace with one another. It was such, looking back, it was such a joy and privilege for me to be able to teach and train my children one-on-one at home, being both parent and teacher, and to see them learn and develop their minds and skills academically and their minds and hearts and talents spiritually, and to watch them grow in godly behavior and closer in their own relationships with the Lord, and helping to nurture them along the way through my own walk with Christ as an example. Also helping them to learn to put to death the deeds of the flesh, because they will fail, just as we parents do fail. Mark and I have many, many times, and if you've heard him share, he's very open and honest about that. But we put an emphasis on forgiving and covering over and tolerating one another's opinions and preferences, showing lots of love and affirmation, and working hard to keep peace, as well as making daily choices to live and honor God and become all that He wants us to be. Oh, the joys of seeing their unique personalities begin to develop, and their spiritual talents and gifts, and to be able to use them for God's purposes. And to especially see their love for God develop and their tender hearts surrender to His will, even when learning to respond well to adversity and accepting by faith their own personal life challenges. And to watch them grow in persevering faith as they continue to get older in their walks with Christ, and praying with them and for them, and having the privilege of serving the Lord together with my husband and I and with them all. Mark and I are so glad that God brought each of our children into our world, and just to see how God is working and has been all along in each of their lives in such remarkable ways. And and just to see how they're all applying themselves. We're so grateful for each of the wonderful God-honoring spouses that they have, and to see how each family strives to be Christ-centered in their marriages, working through struggles that we all face, and to see the wives being hard workers at home and the emphasis spent on loving and training each of their children and how they stand behind their husbands, and to see how the husbands are fully committed to their wives and children in loving and caring and providing for them, and just becoming spiritual leaders in their home. It's been just a true joy to see each couple raising and influencing their children to know and honor God. And we see how God is working in each of their grandchildren's lives. Mark and I pray over each one of our 11 grandchildren every single day, several different things. Glad for that opportunity, just as we did for our children when they were small. And we praise and honor God for the way He is developing each of our children and spouses' personal life stories of faith and depending on God, and for each of their personal life's accomplishments and achievements. For me as a mother, it's been a tremendous blessing to have been able to build into each one of my children's lives, and now to somehow bless and build into their spouses, and to be able to serve them all in one way or another, and to encourage them and to influence them, including all of my 11 precious grandchildren. And we're so grateful now for the ways that Mark and I can continue serving together with them, and for the many opportunities we get to serve one another and to spur one another on in our faith, and even to advise one another and to enjoy fellowship and special family moment times together. So that's all I wanted to share. Maybe we could take just a moment to pray, and if there's a few minutes later, if you have any questions or comments, we can allow for time for that. So why don't we just bow our heads and commit this time to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank You for these moments spent here together now. Thank You for each dear homeschooling mom here today, and for their true desires to live to glorify You in home educating their children, as well as in all other aspects of their lives. We thank You, Lord, for guiding us with Your wisdom and for all of Your daily provisions for us. May Your word continue to sustain us and encourage us with Your life-giving words. Father, fill us with faith. Rain down Your incredible grace on our lives and help us each to seek You and serve You in Your strength. Please help us, ladies, to continue our journeys with faith in You through each season of our lives, and especially for those here in this room who are striving to prepare their children for life. So we thank You for the wondrous new things You're doing in and through our lives as we keep moving forward in trusting dependence on You. Our desire is to glorify you and to make our lives count for eternity. So we ask you now to go with us in Jesus' name. Amen.